the Fade the Noise podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets. Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good sir Nathaniel Lundy. This is the Fade the Noise podcast. We got Jets. We got Colts. It's Thursday Night Football. Maybe a two-finger pour on the tequila scale on this hashtag Tequila Thursday. The love juice is certainly going to be flowing for this one because I have a plethora of picks to run through here, Lundy. But let's first lock in a selection on the side and a game score prediction. Right now, pull the line from DraftKings Sportsbook. The Indianapolis Colts are favored by 10. So, Captain Hook, I'll be back, you me mateys. Not in this spread, which it was yesterday, but the total is at 45.5. So that's come down a half a yard compared to this time on Wednesday. So give me your thoughts here. Again, Colts laying 10, 45.5 with the total. Give me a projection. What do you got?
It might only be a two-finger pour, but I think you're going to pour it multiple times. you know, so the fingers start to add up is what I'm trying
yes.
to say here.
Yeah,
I am actually going to say that Captain Hook gets pushed to the side ever so slightly. Give me the Colts 30, the Jets 21. That's right, folks. I'm taking the over, and I'm taking the Jets to cover. The Jets have actually hit the over in four straight games, and Indy's done it in four out of their last five. So let me see maybe some fireworks on a Thursday night.
Yeah, I am not buying in those fireworks. I think they're going to be legit duds
come on.
Here. Sorry,
speaking
man.
Speaking of fingers, you know, we could just blow a couple off with some black cats or something.
Oh, well, all right, JPP. You know, too soon? Can we go there? Well, anyway, I am actually going to go with the under in this one, but I think the Jets are going to cover this sucker. I got it 23-13, so that's actually push. So if Captain Hook does come back in, because I did lock this bet yesterday when the Jets were at 10.5, then I would jump all over it. But I think it's going to be a low-scoring affair. I think Mike White's going to come crashing, slamming back into the earth after his AFC Offensive Player of the Week rollout last week, in which he went for 400 yards and, you know, a gazillion touchdowns in that game against Cincinnati. But I think it's going to be a low-scoring affair when it is all said and done. With that, bartender, pour us another edition of the Fade Five.
Number five.
All right, let's get to some player props here. Let's start off with the redhead himself. Is it going to be a fiery night for Carson Wentz? I say no in the pass yards category. Give me the under on 245.5 pass yards, minus 115. Pull this one from DraftKings Sportsbook. Now, a handful of guys have gone over this number against the Jets this season. Sam Darnold went for 279, Ryan Tannehill 298, Matt Ryan 342, Mac Jones 307, and Joe Burrow at 259. So you can throw on them occasionally, but really the primary weakness of this Jets defense is up front. They have given up a massive 165.0 total yards per game to the running back position. I think Wentz is going to be more game manager. He'll take his occasional deep shots with Michael Pittman down the field. But you got no T.Y. Hilton in this game. So Zach Pascal is going to be your number two wide receiver. You got some Mo Alley Cox mixed in there. I just don't think the volume is necessarily going to be there, which should be a ground-and-pound approach by Frank Reich. So in the end, I think the under on 245.5 hits. I think he's going to be right around 235 to 240 in the box score. So Lundy, fade or follow the Red Baron, Carson Wentz, under 245.5 pass yards, minus 115 at DraftKings.
Well, in truth, I would pass on this because I think the number is really well set. But for purposes of the pod, I will kick things off on a Thursday with a two-finger pour and fade you, good sir.
Okay.
I think Wentz is going to creep just barely over this number. So the same way that you said you think he winds up at 235, 240, I think he finishes at like 250, 255. So I think he's going to just barely creep over this, although I think it's a really well set number, which is why in general I would probably pass, but you don't let me do that on this podcast. I have to actually pick a side, so I will side against you to kick things off.
Oh boy, already divided. Will the streak continue?
Number four.
All right, we got a low threshold offering here, and we're going to stick with the Colts. Nyheim Hines, the second fiddle to one Jonathan Taylor in this backfield for Indianapolis. I got it at 11.5 receiving yards. It's what it's still at right now in FanDuel and Draft. DraftKings. If you shop around, some books, MGM, namely PointsBet's another one, has a line at 10.5. Hopefully that 1 yard will not make a damn bit of difference, but I'm still taking the over on 11.5 receiving yards. Pulled this one from FanDuel at -114. You look at Hines, he's averaging 12.8 routes run per game. He's averaging 19.1 receiving yards per contest, 3.6 targets per game. So, you know, well north of this line is his average. I know he's only been over this number once in his last four, but he's gone over this four times this season. And the biggest area of susceptibility for this Jets defense is in the flat. It's indisputable. It's inarguable. And really, their performance is inexcusable, Lundy, because they've allowed 7.3 receptions and 70.4 receiving yards per game just to running backs. 10 RBs have gone over this number, and then Kynes and definitely to a certain extent Jonathan Taylor will add their name to the list. So fade or follow, Nyheim Hines over 11.5, 10.5, it doesn't matter, receiving yards. Again, I pulled this one, -114 at FanDuel.
Yes, I'm going to follow on this one. Again, low threshold, despite the fact that he hasn't done it necessarily in trending fashion for the last few weeks. But this is the vulnerability of the Jets. My bonus time, I'll tell you right now, take the over on Hines. Take the over on the receiving yards for Jonathan Taylor as well, yeah. which has dipped, by the way, down to 16.5 for Jonathan Taylor. So I saw it as high as 18.5, yep. I believe, this week. So the fact that it's already down to 16.5, you're seeing, as you just pointed out, you're seeing Hines down to like 10.5. Folks, take both of them. If you're doing a same game parlay, which I know we'll talk about in bonus time, you can also, you know, you can finagle that number a little bit. But I like the over for both of these guys. And Brad, it's part of the reason that I faded you on Wentz.
Oh, I see what you're doing there. Well, look, it could be a one play payday for both the running backs. I just hope Jonathan Taylor doesn't have like another 80 yarder like he did against the Ravens a couple of games ago. Then I will be screwed on that under for Wentz on the pass yards prop.
Number three.
All right, marching on, and again, sticking with the Colts theme here, Michael Pittman, who has been a breakout sensation so far this year. The total on receiving yards is 67.5. I locked this in at DraftKings at -115, and I'm taking the under on this. Only three wide receivers have hit the 70-yard mark against the Jets this season. Why? Because everybody's running on them or just dumping it off in the flat to the running backs, as we just discussed. The Jets have given up 7.69 in terms of pass yards per attempt. And Pittman, though, he has been over on half of his games this season and under in the other half. He does get Bryce Hall in coverage, which is a friendly matchup. He's given up a 101.7 passer rating and a pair of touchdowns. My preference, if you're going to wager on anything, Michael Pittman, if you don't like unders, is an anytime touchdown at +120. We talked about that on yesterday's Fade the Noise podcast. But for the sake of this exercise, again, I am under on 67.5 receiving yards. I think he's going to hug that line, just kiss, little smooch at 60 yards and not get much more than that. So fade or follow that under 67.5 receiving yards, -115 at DraftKings.
You know, Brad, a true story. I went to the dentist yesterday for the first time in nearly 2 years, thanks to the pandemic. And basically, like, my gums, everything is sore this morning. And I think that's playing into my mood. I'm going to fade you again. So I'm going to fade you on this one again. This comes down. I'm correlating. I'm correlating here.
Synergize.
I'm correlating.
Bring it
with
together.
If I think that Wentz is going to get to that 250 yard mark, which is why I faded you right out of the gate, then I've got to be able to believe that Michael Pittman's going to contribute to that. Maybe with a long catch that gets you the majority of this, in one chunk. So I'm going to fade you again. But again, it's because I'm putting those two things together. If I think Wentz is going to get there, then Pittman's going to have to be a part of it. And yes, as we talked about already this week, really like the Pittman anytime touchdown pick.
Yeah, all right. Hopefully Pittman will not royally screw me on this one, but we'll score some cash on the six. Stick around for our top picks on Thursday Night Football, including a nine-leg same-game parlay. Oh, you heard that correctly. Stick around for that. And bonus time.
number two.
All right, Lundy, let's continue to march on here on the pod today, and let's go to the Jets side of things. I don't care really about anybody in this game. Like, I know a lot of people are all aboard the Mike White bandwagon. He's the greatest thing since Vinny Testaverde, Joe Namath, you name it, at quarterback for the Jets. I'm kind of tempted to take the under on his pass yards, but I'm actually going to stay away. The one guy, however, I'm being seduced by the juice on is Michael Carter, and I'm taking the over on 4.5 receptions. It's all the way up to +110 right now at DraftKings. Why? Well, Carter has seen 29% of the team's target share over the last couple of games with Mike White at the helm. 23 total targets, 17 catches. He has turned those looks into for a hefty sum through the air, 67 receiving yards and 95 receiving yards over that two-game stretch. Now, Indianapolis has given up just 4 catches per game and 33 receiving yards per game to the running back position. But I think Carter is going to be able to creep on the over on this 4.5 because that's what Mike White does. He is a check down du jour, and I think that narrative is going to play out in the flat once again. So at plus odds, I can't resist it. Fade or follow, are you going to get Carter on the over 4.5 catches +110 at DraftKings?
Oh, my fantasy team says over, over, over. Yes, because we need some love out of Michael Carter as I start to lose players left and right from my normal starting lineup. So, yes, we're going to take the over on this one. We're going to get seduced by the positive juice and the fact that it will be checked down, Charlie. So, yes, I'm all about this one. I think he gets at least 5 catches. So, yes, I'll take the over without a doubt.
All right, get enraptured, get enveloped, get seduced by that Carter juice.
Number one.
All right, my top pick here on Thursday Night Football, and this is where I got the line at, and I will sit on the fence for the new number, but I took the under on 18.5 rush attempts for Jonathan Taylor at -114 at FanDuel. The number is slid down to 17.5. I would still lean slightly under there. Look, Lundy, he is only registered 18 attempts or more in a game one time this season. His high watermark in rush attempts in a single contest is 18. So Frank Reich is putting a cap on Taylor, not getting him, 20 carries in a game. He is their quote-unquote workhorse, but he has seen, pretty vigorous workload in the pass game. It's pretty much good for, 2 to 4 receptions every single week. I think he's going to end up with around 18, 19, 20 total touches in this game, but I don't think the attempts are going to be there. Look, if the Jets get blown out, which I think is a distinct possibility, again, the line here is 10, I think you're going to see a little bit more Marlon Mack late in the game, Nyheim Hines as well, resting Jonathan Taylor on a week in which he has short rest. I like him tremendously. I like him on the over combined yardage. I got it at 103.5 because he is a picture of efficiency, RB4, yards after contact per attempt, top 10 in missed tackle percentage. And as I mentioned before, the Jets give it up 165.0 total yards per game to the running back position. I just don't think he is going to set a new benchmark this season and rush attempts in a single game. So again, under 18.5 grips for Jonathan Taylor in this one, -114 at FanDuel. Fade or follow?
Yeah, not a fan of the new number, but I like your 18.5. Not a fan of the 17.5 where it sits right now. So this is another one where you managed to grab it earlier in the week. That was good. So I'll follow you on the 18.5. I'm not touching that. I'm not touching that 17.5, brother.
It is a tough number. What about catches? Would you take the over on the 2.5 then for him?
Yes, I would. Because again, I'm correlating back to those receiving yards. And I think the other part, honestly, I know we joke about it being Tequila Thursday and all that kind of stuff, but I'm also trying to make this damn game interesting. Okay.
Yeah,
I'm trying to have some fun with this one, which means I am searching for some player props. So yes, the 2.5 catches, and we're going to get another receptions prop showing up here in bonus time.
Oh, what a tease and a perfect little segue. Cause it is indeed bonus time. Lundy, I'll give you the floor because again, I have a 9-leg same game parlay I got to rattle off.
Yeah, I'm going to have time later here in the pod to go make myself another cup of coffee while you pull that off. First of all, a reminder for folks that weren't with us yesterday, we're both on Louisiana -12 in some college football tonight. I want to remind everybody of that in case you didn't hear yesterday's pod. On the ice tonight, take Calgary on the money line against Dallas. Now, bonus time for Thursday night football. I am going with the return of the Mac, as in M-A-C,
yes.
Mo Alley Cox. I've got a handful of props for you here. First of all, I like his over in his receiving yards. I got it at 22.5. It's now at 24.5, by the way. But he has gone over in 4 out of his last 5 games. Yes, I know he had a goose egg the last time out against Tennessee. Don't care. I think he gets back on the horse. And 6 tight ends have gone over this number against the Jets in the last 3 games. Not this season, in the last 3 games, 6 dudes have gone over this number against the Jets. So I really like this line with Mo Alie-Cox, which means, correlate, if you take his over on his receptions, which is at 2.5, Brad, it's plus 120 for him to get at least 3 catches. And so I am going to follow the script. I'm going to follow the fact that the Jets suck against the tight end position, and I'm going to go with Mo Alie-Cox on both of those. And we already talked about what I was going to throw out there, which is the Jonathan Taylor receiving yards and the Michael Pittman anytime touchdown. So those also pop in there. But please, sir, let me go take a nap while you organize your 9-leg same game parlay.
Yeah, and you might want to play this at 0.5 speed if you're got your iPhone here on this podcast, because you're going to have to jot all this down. So it's 9 legs. It pays 7-1 odds. And you know what I love to do with these same game parlays? My strategy is low threshold, realistic bets. I know there are a lot of people out there that put these together and they're like chasing the moon and saying, oh yeah, well, I've got this 7-legger. It's going to pay me 50-1. And you never really hit it because nobody does. There's a reason why it has long odds. So my strategy is to come in, string a bunch of low threshold wagers together and hopefully hit in the end because it's believable. So here we go. Leg number 1 on this 9-legger at plus 700. Put this together at DraftKings. Carson Wentz, 1 TD pass. Okay. He's got 2 TD passes in 5 straight games. Jonathan Taylor, over 69.5 rush yards. Carson Wentz, over 7 rush yards, or has to get at least 7, so it could be 7 or more. Jonathan Taylor, over 4.5 receiving yards. Michael Carter, 3-plus catches. Ty Johnson, 2-plus catches. Michael Carter, over 19.5 receiving yards. Michael Pittman, under 84.5 receiving yards. And Nyheim Hines, 8-plus receiving yards. There you go. That's a 9-leg same game parlay at plus 700. Anything in your opinion out of that group you're like, I don't know, man. I think that one's going to screw you over. Is it Wentz rush yards at 7?
That actually was the one that I went, ooh, 7. Like, that just seems like such a strange number to try to get to. And you worry about, you know, look, I worry about crap like kneel downs. I worry about all that kind of stuff happening. About that kind of stuff happening late. So, yes, it is actually, even as I was jotting some notes down as you were doing this, because this is, you know, Brad and I don't compare notes before we do the pod. This is the first time I've heard this 9-legger. That was the one that I went, ooh. Okay, that might be the one. That might be the one that is the hiccup.
Yeah, like Marlon Mack, Return of the Mac, or Mo Alie-Cox, you lied to me. That's exactly what Carson Wentz is about to do. So hopefully he gets a scramble, and yes, I will be sweating out the kneel downs if indeed Indianapolis has a sizable lead late in this game. Maybe they blow him out, and we get the backup trotting in, whoever the hell that is right now with the Colts. But, well, we'll see what happens tonight. Maybe I'll hit it, and more likely I won't. But the tequila will be flowing no matter what. And that is a wrap on this edition of the Faith That Always podcast. Please follow Lundy on Twitter, at Nate Lundy. Follow me there, at Noisy Cuevas. Drop us a rating and a review. It really helps out this broadcast tremendously. And as always, until next time, which is Football Friday, my favorite pot of the week, feed or follow that. Is up to you.
Feed the noise.